You're tuned in to 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan, and I am here with Kevin Spence and Elizabeth Ferguson from Habitat for Humanity for the Greater Teton Area, and they are here to talk about their spring cleaning campaign that they're kicking off this Saturday, May 13th. Thanks for joining me, you two.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Really great to be here. Thank you so much.
Now, Habitat for Humanity is kicking off, like I said, the spring cleaning campaign this weekend. What would you like our listeners to have in mind during their own spring cleaning?
Yeah, so we're doing our annual spring cleaning campaign through the Restore. So we encourage people to come by as they're cleaning out their homes, their garages. Hopefully they can make it out to the town cleanup, and then afterwards they can swing by the Restore, all those things that they've accumulated over the winter months, and donate them to the Restore. We do offer, for those that come in to donate, we have a couple little prizes. We got a little Wheel of Fortune wheel they can spin and get some discounts, as well as two raffle prizes. Those raffle prizes are kind of around the whole spring cleaning theme here. And we have a 2-hour moving package through Duffel Donkey, as well as a cleaning package through one of the local companies, Brilliantly Done.
And you mentioned that you're going to be hosting some upcycling workshops throughout the summer.
Yeah, so we're going to start doing some upcycling workshops towards the end of the summer. We haven't come up with a plan exactly on what those are going to be, but if anybody comes into the Restore, is familiar with the store, you find a lot of great stuff in there. A lot of people come through and do their own upcycling. So we're going to take that to the next level and kind of give some instructions on some things that people can do.
Now, Teton County Solid Waste and Recycling just released their reuse guide. And Elizabeth, you guys are in there, right?
Yeah. So we help Mary Allen Hannah from the Recycling Center create a reuse resource guide, and along with Browse and Buy. And so this idea came from, wow, people move in and out of this community quickly. And how can we as reuse resources get to those people and allow them to find every reuse resource instead of buying new? The three R's are reduce, reuse, and then recycle. And we really want to work those R's in that order. So we think it's important at the Restore, we reuse resource hugely, as well as Browse and Buy, to kind of highlight these reusing and really try to get people in the community to know where to go.
You're just tuning in. I'm speaking with Elizabeth and Kevin from Habitat for Humanity for the Greater Teton Area, and we're talking about their spring cleaning campaign starting this Saturday, May 13th. And you guys are going to be at the Eco Fair.
Yes, so we will have two booths actually at the Eco Fair. The Restore will be leading the kids' craft, and we're going to be doing a community mosaic made with lots of different materials that we've gathered at the Restore, tiles. We're going to be using some fabric, and we're going to create a community art project that we'll display in our Restore. So make sure that you stop by our booth and participate in that. And then also Habitat for Humanity will have a booth. We're going to be highlighting our Grove construction project that will be starting in June of this year. And actually, a really cool thing about that project, it's going to be a model net zero waste construction site.
And Mary Allen was telling me a little bit about that this morning. The Teton County Solid Waste and Recycling is on board with that as well.
Yes, they are. So they're partnering with us. And really what this model is going to look like is going to be total pre-cycling. So the Road to Zero Waste campaign is something that the Recycling Center started. And one of our biggest producers of waste are our construction sites. So Habitat's going to take on board this project and try to do our best to get the least amount of waste and create a model for other construction sites.
Now, what other projects does Habitat for Humanity have coming up in these summer months? I know there's a short window for building in Jackson.
Yeah, so right now we're working on two homes in Alpine Meadows. We're hoping to have those homes completed by the end of June. And then we'll move our construction crew up to the Grove. And that's a 4-year project that's going to allow for 24 Category 1 homes right by the Teton County Library. So if you're looking for volunteer opportunities, we'd love to have you. We operate with volunteers every Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday from 9 to 4:30. And then also we are going to be sponsoring green drinks on June 13th at the Restore. And it's really going to be highlighting all these reuse resources and community resource sharing in our community.
Now, what are some ways that people, if they're interested in volunteering their time, can get in touch with you or Habitat for Humanity of the Greater Teton Area?
Oh, yeah. So There's lots of opportunities to volunteer. We have construction site volunteering, we have restore volunteering, committee work, meal prep. The best way to get in contact with me is to call or email. And my email is elizabeth@tetonhabitat.org, or my number is 307-734-0828, extension 102. And if you're interested in volunteering at the Restore, you can contact Kevin.
Yeah, we take volunteers pretty much every day that we're open, which is Tuesday through Saturday. The Restore is a great opportunity to learn different skills for people in the community, whether it's working with customers, working a cash box, or just like you like interacting with people. I like to think that that's one of the spots in the community where people just like to come and hang out, and we take volunteers.
Well, Kevin, Elizabeth, thanks for joining us here at KHOL and talking about your spring cleanup campaign.
Yeah, no problem. Don't forget to donate, shop, and volunteer.
You've been tuned in to 89.1 KHOL Jackson.